This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulihi al-Kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'een. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, His assistance in all our matters. We send peace and blessings upon our Habib, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his family, upon his companions, and upon all those who follow him up until the last day. My brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome to Juma Khutbah Summary. The topic of today's khutbah in Dubai is the value of sustainability in the Quran. Subhanallah, Allah Rabbul Izzah has created us as the people of responsibility. Subhanallah, this is what is expected from the mankind, to take care and preserve the environment, to keep the environment, to keep the natural resources in a way that it is supposed to be kept. Subhanallah. This is the reason the need of talking about sustainability has come. Subhanallah. The glorious Quran talks about this in a great detail. And we know that the idea of sustainability is to ensure that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us as a blessing, we need to protect it. We need to preserve it. And this is how we can actually maintain it and make it fruitful for the generations to come after us. We are told as a command by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْضَ إِصْلَاحِهَا, and cause not corruption on earth after its reformation. Which means we are supposed to be the protectors of this environment. We have to be the agent of goodness and khair, and to create the world a better place for us to live in, and for the generations to come after us to live in a better way. This is the reason, my brothers and sisters, the Quran talks about to ensure that we should not cause corruption on the face of the earth after its reformation. This is very, very important to ensure that we preserve the natural resources, to go towards the renewable energy, to ensure that the blessings around us which are there should be kept in a way that is very, very protective. This is our shared responsibility. This is something which we will be accountable for, to ensure that, subhanallah, we do not have to cause corruption. We have to be the people of goodness. We have to be the people of khair, of betterment. And everyone has a responsibility to ensure that these natural resources should be kept in a way that is clean, pure, and constructive. My brothers and sisters, humankind has been given this role to play on the face of the earth, and ensure and understand that, subhanallah, we will be accountable for every action that we perform on the face of the earth. So it's a shared responsibility to ensure that we protect the environment, we take care of the world that we live in, so that it is not just better for us, but also better for the generations to come after us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us understand the wisdom of keeping the world a safer place for all of us, and not being a person or an agent of harm to this world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep the natural resources, the environment favorable in us, so that we can enjoy it as a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah Almighty to grant well-being and goodness to His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the President of the UAE. Likewise, we ask Allah Almighty to bless all the rulers of the Emirates. We ask Allah Almighty to protect this beautiful nation, the UAE, from all kinds of evil and harms, who is at the forefront in ensuring and making a very strong role to play in balancing what we have in this world. We ask Allah Almighty to have mercy on every one on the face of the earth. We ask Allah Almighty to have mercy and grant ease and peace on all the Muslim lands. We ask Allah Almighty to grant guidance to the entire humanity. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.